would you hug me?
I'm a little busy here, Paul.
That's exactly what my dad used to say.
Okay, a quick one. Come on, hug it out.
Hey!
There you go. Okay.
5 more seconds.
Okay.
Joey! Hey, what?
Hey, Paul, is it?
Do you have my credit card?
Yeah, it's in my... In my pocket. My back pocket, back pocket.
God.
Well, hey, listen, I got us tickets to a Knicks game tonight.
Oh, I can't go.
Oh, come on, it'll be fun. Me, you, and Ross, and Paul, probably.
Look, I don't have time for this, okay? I gotta go.
Wow. That was mean.
I know.
Get in here.
Yeah.
Chandler, I found the perfect ring.
Oh, that's pretty nice, but I'm going to go with the one I picked first.
Oh, wake up, Chandler. The one you picked is gone. It's over.
What?
Some guy bought it. I'm sorry. I tried to stop it, but they put me in jail.
They put you in jail?
The little jail between the doors.
Phoebe, I asked you to guard the ring.
I know, I'm sorry. But, you know, this ring is better. And Monica never even saw the other ring.
Yeah, but when he proposed to me with the ring, I got goosebumps.
Maybe it was the guy.
It was the ring.
Hey, so was he excited about the tickets?
No, he blew us off.
What?
I know. Can't believe it.
Can I tell you something? I'm a little mad at him now.
I tell you something? Me too.
You know what? He didn't want to talk to us about being angry. Well, maybe we don't talk to him at all.
Ooh. Freeze him out.
That's right.
I like it.
Yeah? We'll show him.
From now on, it's going to be Joey and Ross. Best friends.
Okay.
We're going to be the new Joey and Chandler.
What? Whoa. You think you and Chandler were closer than me and Chandler?
Oh, hey. Don't get angry. We turn on each other. He wins.
Hi, I'm back.
Hey, I have so much more to tell you. I've written it all down.
Oh, that's great. No, actually, that's great. That's really great. You know, I gotta tell you, writing gets me kind of hot.
Wait, listen to this.
You know what I wanted to be when I was that age?
A lover.
Surfer.
Oh, yeah, surfer.
I wanted to be one with the waves, you know.
Okay, wait, honey, hold on real quick. Hold on a second. Let me just, get a little more comfortable here. Wait a second. This is a true revealing, is it?
No. Whatever happened to that little dude? So full of dreams.
I don't care about the little dude! I can't. I'm listening to any more of this. You know the only person who would want to listen to this is a mental health professional. And that is only because they get paid $100 an hour. Do you know how much money I could have made listening to you? $2,000. And you know what? I figured that out while you were talking.
I can't believe you're trying to stifle me. When just 14 hours ago, we figured out that is exactly what my mother was trying to do to me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stifle you. This is all just a little overwhelming.
Oh, Rachel. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
I didn't mean to overwhelm you. It's just that when those gates open, it's hard to close them. But they are closed now. Believe me.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you shared. And I'm glad that you're done. So what do you say we...
And really like that. That was so good.
Hey, I can't believe I let you talk me into buying the stupid gumball machine looking ring.
It's not a stupid gumball machine looking ring. It's a beautiful ring.
No, it's not. When I looked at the other ring, I could see Monica's face when I gave it to her, you know, and I could see her saying yes. When I look at this ring, all I see is a ring. Unless I look at it really closely, and then I can see my own eye. Look, this is the most important thing I'm going to do in my life. I want to make sure it's perfect.
Okay. There may be a way that we could get the other ring back. Because I heard the guy tell the jeweler where he was going to propose, so maybe we could get him to trade rings or something.
Can't do that.
Well, you certainly can't give her that stupid gumball ring.
All right, where was he going?
Yeah, it's a restaurant. It's the Rainbow something.
Rainbow Room?
No.
Rainbow Grill?
No.
Somewhere over the...
L'Espace.
Rainbow L'Espace.
No, just L'Espace.
I would love to know how you got from Rainbow to L'Espace.
No, you wouldn't. You don't want to get in here. Yeah. There he is.
Okay, and he hasn't proposed yet because she has no ring on her finger.
Wow, you're good. After this, we should solve crimes.
Yeah. Okay, go get him.
Oh, okay. Excuse me, sir. Could you come with me, please? You have a phone call.
Who is it?
It is your office.
Do you know who at my office?
John.
Oh, John. Great.
Hi. Okay, there was a slight mix-up at the jewelry store. The ring you're about to propose with was supposed to be held for me, so I'm going to need to have that back. But, in exchange, I'm willing to trade you this beautiful, more expensive ring.
Wow. I would trade.
It is beautiful, but I'm going to use this one. Now, excuse me.
No. See, this is my fiance, and her heart was set on that ring. You don't want to break her heart now, do you?
Yeah. Do you want to break a dying woman's heart?
You're dying?
Yeah, she's dying. Of a cough, apparently.
Yes, and it is my dying wish to have that ring. See, if I'm not buried with that ring, then my spirit is going to wander the netherworld for all eternity.
Okay, that's enough, honey.
I don't know. Let me see the ring.
Great. Okay, here.
All right, I'll do it.
Thank you. Thank you. And you are about to marry a wonderful man. Hey, I'm marrying a dead woman. Guys? I got something important to tell you. Guys? I'm going to ask Monica to marry me.
I think we gotta end the freeze out.
Wait a minute, is this for real?
Yeah, check out the ring.
Oh my God! So you two are really serious.
Yep, pretty much.
You're gonna get married? I mean, we're gonna be brothers-in-law. Come here. And we're gonna be friends again.
What?
With water under the bridge, forget it.
Okay. I was gonna wait till it was official, you know, but I got so excited I just had to tell you guys because you're my best friends.
I can't believe this.
Oh, me too. And I was planning on having a conversation with you about your intentions.
gonna cry.
Ah, no more crying. Please, I just dumped one crybaby. I'll dump you too.
I'm gonna ask Monica to marry me.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, Chandler. You guys are gonna be so happy.
I know.
Where's all the tissue?
Check out the ring.
Oh, nice. 1.5 carat easy.
Hey, Phoebes. Yeah. Chandler's gonna ask Monica to marry him.
Oh, I know. I helped pick out the ring.
You told her before you told us?
Well, she walked in while I was looking at the ring brochures. You can understand that, right? Guys? Guys? Guys?
God, that ring Chandler picked out was so beautiful.
Hey, and you should know, you've bought like 1 billion of them.
Humor based on my pain.
Hey, you know what's funny? Of all of your wives, I'm the only one who never got a ring.
This a big issue for you?
No, but it, you know, would have been nice to have a little memento of our married time together. Something other than the divorce papers and the hangover.
Ross is obviously not going to get you a ring. But ask for a musket. Ask for a musket.
Hey, when we were married, you know what I never got? Sex?
Well, yeah, no ring, no sex. Big surprise.
Get me a musket and we'll talk.